Women in high-heeled shoes make it look easy. But I have some anxiety even before I set foot in a Fedia studio. The Garden City studio looks like a store in a generic strip mall. But inside, there are poles 12 feet high. And there's a half dozen high-heeled shoes waiting for dancers on a stage.
It feels fun. It's kind of like playing on a jungle gym. And adults don't get that chance.
Allison Holly owns Ophidia. She looks as fit as Madonna at a yoga session. She begins with a warm-up, with everyone bathed in pink light. Holly grabs the pole with one hand, spins, plants her foot, then dips her body to the ground. That's a fireman's spin. Holly's danced for 6 years. Three of those, she's been an instructor.
I worked at a club, and I didn't like the environment, so I got out of that, but I really missed pole dancing. So it was kind of a little twist of events. I ended up starting just a couple classes.
Now, Holly's studio offers pole dance sessions 7 days a week. After the warm-up, she begins a series of moves, a teardrop, then a knee hook. A red light shines on her as she demonstrates a position called an invert.
Good. Awesome. And to get some momentum in that, swing this upper leg, kind of pull it from the back all the way around.
The invert means you swing your body upside down and hook both your legs around the pole. Lynette McDougall nails it. She's a regular. McDougall started pole dancing last summer. She likes the way dancing complements biking and running.
It's not like just pumping weights, you know, so you are using kind of all the muscles that frame your skeletal system.
I find this out in Alex Louis' co-ed class. My first fireman's spin feels awkward, lead-footed. But after some practice, I can do a serviceable spin and knee hook. My hands get greasy, and I dread the feel and sound of metal scraping raw skin. Louis says that's pole burn.
Brace it with your arm right here in the forearm.
Yeah.
Because you want to be close to the pole.
Oh, okay.
I brace it with my forearm.
Okay.
And then you grab above and lift. It's a good workout, huh?
It's a great workout.
So great, my shirt is soaked in sweat and my muscles burn. I wipe down my pole and powder my hands to get them sticky. It's the only excuse I can find to catch my breath. The free dance and cool down finally arrive after nearly an hour. The lights dim and a disco ball sparkles.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Excellent workout.
That was a great workout. Pole dancing is not for wimps.
Definitely not.
Wow.
Serious work.
It is serious.
So serious, there are two pole dancing associations, the U.S. Pole Dance Federation and the American Pole Fitness Association. There's even a worldwide federation. Pole dance fans want the sport to be a part of the Olympics. A studio in England has gathered more than 6,000 signatures to help convince the International Olympic Committee to hold pole dancing as a test event. Holly says legitimacy for the sport is important.
A lot of times when pole dancing is shown in a context where little kids can, you know, see how cool it is and that it's acrobatic, it kind of takes a little bit of the stigma away from it.
My pole dance session brings back memories of sliding down playground equipment. I feel dizzy from spinning and even nausea. I have pole burn on my forearm and thigh, and my muscles are sore for days. Despite all this, I'm seriously thinking of taking another class. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Scott Key.